It is a sunny day without a breeze in the sky. It is Thursday, November 19th, 1863, in the state of Pennsylvania. It is the Gettysburg Address. The crowd is captivated by the first speech that was made. Then, President Lincoln stands in front of the crowd of 15,000 and makes a speech. February 12, 1809, Abraham's second child of Thomas and Nancy Lincoln is born in a one-room cabin in Hodgeville, Kentucky. Lincoln lived on a farm between the ages of 7 to 21 and received a mandatory education. Though it was very small, he helped out on the farm because of his poor family. At 22, Abraham left the farm and joined the Black Hawk Military Volunteer Group. He never went on tour, though, and returned home and became a lawyer. He was opposed to slavery throughout his life and was known for this. In 1860, when he ran for president against Stephen Douglas, John Bell, and John Breckinridge, he used this as his campaign. Stephen Douglas, John Bell, and John Breckinridge lost the presidency race, and Lincoln won. Later on in Lincoln's career as president, he proposed an end to slavery to the USA. The North was in favor and the South disagreed. Soon, though, the South split into the Confederacy and the North became the Union. This sparked the bloody battle known as the Civil War. After the decisive victory at Gettysburg that ended the war and stopped slavery, Abraham, after Everett made a two-hour speech, came on the stage and talked to the crowd. His main message was to give condolences to the fallen Union soldiers and to state what the Constitution had said, that all men are equal. Here is part of what he said. 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Though this is only part of his speech, he believed that it was his true feelings that all men were created equal and should be treated with respect.